Your reaction to tonight's result, Ryan?
Delighted, first and foremost. Tonight, we came into the Cliftonville game with a few players missing. Ashley Hutton, Debbie McCarthy, Sarah Venny injured. We knew it was going to be very, very, very difficult. As I said before, we only beat Cliftonville 3-2 in the league. And Cliftonville were very, very strong, very, very physical. And to me, are a good side, who are in the top half of the table. So we knew coming in here, we were going to have to work for the result. And the game started off and we got a very, very early goal, which gave us the platform to push on. I think Nicole Adams made a fantastic save in and around 10 minutes to keep the scoreline 1-0. And on the counter-attack, Kirsty McGinnis got a ball over the top and made a fantastic finish, which went us, we went in 2-0 half-time, which was great. So it gave us a great platform and a great start. I said at half-time, we needed to keep pushing on because they were going to come out with the humps up and go at us. And that's what they did. They did. Cliftonville were fantastic in the second half. And we just weathered the storm. And like I said, semi-finals are maybe not exciting stuff. You just have to burst on through and battle through. And thankfully, at the end of 90 minutes, we're now into the County Antrim Cup final, which is great.
We're the holders of this, so we really want to defend it, don't we?
Of course. Our first and foremost was trying to get to the final. And that was our goal at the start of the season. Try and get to these finals that we done well in last year. Once you get to the final, finals are one-off games. So I just heard that Glentoran beat Ballymena 6-0 tonight. So Glentoran's going to be, once again, favourites for it. And they'll be coming in with the humps up based on what happened last year. But we have to prepare right now and have to show them that, we want to stick up to them.
Players missing, as you say, Nicky McWilliams, other players missing, but there's strength and depth here if we can still win a semi-final with five players missing.
It's fantastic. I thought all the players all around tonight were fantastic. I thought Nicole Adams oozed confidence tonight. Amy McAllister, who had been brilliant on Monday night and also tonight, which was fantastic. Donnie Ennis, Chelsea Miles, Nicola Gray when she came on. Nicole Graham worked tirelessly up front. And what can I say about our defence, Hannah Doherty, Lindsay Corey, and also Sarah Haddock. They were absolutely immense, and a lot of credit has to go to them. But we're through to the final. We have to focus now on our next league game, which is Dromore in the league, and we still have to work hard in training and get level headed now and focus on the league now.
We're on a winning run, so the confidence must be high.
It's always nice to win, I suppose, as a manager, but football's a very fickle game. And tonight we experience joy, and we got to keep a level headed, and keep working hard, and hopefully that'll see us through with the fight and the team spirit that we have in the squad.
A message for Warren Feeney and the boys as they start their season on Thursday.
Yeah, by all accounts things have been going well pre season. A few new players in, so there's a whole restructure at the club, which is fantastic, and I hope Warren starts off with the season very, very well, and obviously in Europe as well. So all the best to him.
Good luck for you on Wednesday night.
Thank
well
you.
Done tonight. Great result.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.